and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the president and founder of Hearts for Him Ministries, Joan Hunter. Our co-hosts today are Lori Crable, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, yes. My daughter, and welcome, everybody. That's and my right. two daughters are here today. Yeah. I have Lori today.
I'm your daughter? Wow,
no, I didn't know that. No, you're not my daughter. We just have our daughter, Lori, here
is
too.
Little Lori's our daughter.
Little Lori, we call her.
Yes.
And Mondo is here with us.
Hello.
My little boy, who has been with me 100 years.
100 years.
Oh, just got word from L.A., where we used to be.
Yeah, Echo Park. Remember Echo Park? There was a standoff last night.
Like a riot with homeless people.
They started camping. It just took over the park. The city said, we can't do this anymore. And, of course, the Dream Center has been at the forefront this crisis. And Matthew Barnett, this is a young man in the middle of the night, throughout the day, I mean, all day long, serving the community.
In the future, he's going to have be at the forefront even more.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are going to be homeless. They're going to have a lack of food. And they're looking for help. Mm-hmm. And I keep having these dreams about people going underground. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you look in the scriptures, and the Bible says they're going to run to the caves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And God keeps showing me people underground in places that they're escaping to.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, this crisis has really been, you know, maybe not caves, but people have been running to the church. And I know they've been running here to our ministry to get food. They've run to the Dream Center to get food. And it's been a very unusual way to do ministry, but it's really changed a lot. And the subject we're going to talk about today is the key to disarming this fear is the church has to be involved. The teachings of the Word of God and the teachings that Matthew Barnett brought into practice really allowed the community to let go of fear and begin to trust in what God has set in place.
Amen. We're going to be talking about how to annihilate fear.
Amen.
Annihilate it. That means wipe it out.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And peace and power for every area of your life. Our special guest today is Joan Hunter, who's been with us before. She is the daughter of the Happy Hunters, who were my dear, dear friends and who I featured on my show so many times. Joan Hunter is an anointed healing evangelist, a compassionate minister, dynamic teacher, an accomplished author. Joan is known worldwide for her healing ministry and her schools in healing and in prophecy. She hosts a powerful and exciting show of her own called Miracles Happen. So we want to welcome back to our program today, Joan Hunter.
Yay! Welcome back, Joan. Good to see you guys.
And you're a busy woman. You're out traveling all over speaking and ministering and teaching. What is this? Most of people are still in lockdown, and you're flying all over the world speaking. You're speaking how many times this month? You speak 20 times?
25, but I did actually more than that. I was in Uganda, and the team and I together, we spoke 40 times in Uganda in a period of 11 days on the ground. On Sundays, we split the team up and went to different churches and multiplied. We multiplied those that had been trained under me and so forth, and they went out and did their own church services. When we got back together, we did the large crusades down there. And it was absolutely incredible. It was my first time to Uganda. And I'll tell you a cute story regarding mom and dad. And because I know how you absolutely love them. And the lady who kind of headed up the meeting, she came to my office like in end of January, beginning of February. And so she was walking into my office, and there's a little porch area. There's a place there that we have a lot of pictures of mom and dad, and it kind of honors them in different crusades that they were in. And so she's walking through, and she goes, "Why do you have that picture up?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Why do you have that picture up here?" I'm like, "That's my mom and dad." She had no idea that that was my mom and dad. Okay, so she goes to, she tells me the story that there are five people, including mom and dad is one, but five people that they honor. And that picture of my mom and dad as is all over Uganda as a general of Uganda. There's like Kenneth Hagin, Ken Copeland, John Osteen, different people like that, that they honor there. And that's why she's like, why? And she had no idea that was my mom and dad. So when I went, the people that had been there a while knew mom and dad. And they were so incredibly excited about what God had done.
Did you inherit kind of your mother's energy?
I totally got that anointing. Absolutely. Yeah. And mom was that full of energy, you know, in the pulpit, out of the pulpit, and goes. And, you know, I have some 30-year-old that used to travel with me, but they can't keep up with me. And I'm right at 68. So, but I praise God for the supernatural energy. You know, just even my day yesterday was amazing. Two television programs, two flights, losing my suitcase. I lost my suitcase. Hopefully it will be here today. And dealing with all of that and then having to run, try to find something and makeup and lipstick and everything else for today. So it was like, okay, yes. And I'm full of energy. Full, you know, I'm getting ready to go into 7 meetings. So yes, I have amazing energy. And I know it's a God-given because the people that travel with me are going, they're like totally out. And I'm like, come on, y'all are younger than me. You're 10, 20 years younger than me. You can do this. But I do know it's a special anointing. And I know it's in my DNA too.
What did your mother do before she was a minister, before she ministered on stage? Could you tell us about that?
My mom got saved when she was 49. And, you know, she had a cigarette in one hand, a martini in the other, and foul coming out of her mouth. And she typed, she could type really, really fast. And she transcribed handwriting into typing of pornographic material. That's what she did.
Oh, I knew she was a writer and, you know, a creative person, but I didn't know it was that bad. But I mean, this woman got saved.
Wow.
And
really got
it
saved.
It shows what God does.
Yeah.
And she became one of the most powerful, and her husband, preachers and healing evangelists.
Amen.
And I mean, I had him on stage with me all the time. The Happy Hunters. It makes me sad almost because I'm getting so old that most of the people my age, they're all in heaven.
But you know, back to Joan's mom is that
she's a brilliant woman.
That transforming power of Jesus Christ is so real. Yeah. It's so amazing to think that that's what your mother, the testimony you just shared with us, and to think in how God used her in such a mighty way. It is kind of rare that at 49 years old, someone would come to know the Lord as their personal Lord and Savior, come to know Jesus.
You know, Joan, I've been reading your new book, and I really believe that it's your best.
It's excellent.
It's about wiping out fear in your life.
Yes. Amen.
And I need that because I've lived a life of, this year I've had a lot of fear because people have tried to kill me. People try to destroy me. Mm-hmm. I had a stroke where the devil tried to kill me. You know, mm-hmm. and you get fear sometimes. And, mm-hmm. and I wipe it out because I come back and I say, God, help me. And I talk to God about it and all. But this book is so great. And I just want to read the book to people today on the show. But you can get the book. This is her brand new book. Peace and power for every area of your life.
Yes.
And how to wipe out fear, how to wipe it out. That's what that word means. To, Laura, you spay it for me.
Annihilate fear.
Annihilate fear. That's got a little too many tongue twisters on it. Annihilate fear. And that's what God wants to do in your life. This is for you today.
And this is why this book is so perfect for the days that we are living in, because of everything that we're living in the last of the last days. And we don't want to be gripped with fear. And we have a lot of questions, you know, for Joan, but I just have to say, at the end of this book, I just have to say one of my favorite things is the prayers, Joan. And here's the types of things that Joan deals with. salvation, number one, but trauma, fear of dying, fear of abuse, fear of abandonment, fear of lack, fear of not being adequate enough, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of loved ones going to hell, fear of generational curses and diseases, fear of disease, fear of phobias. And she goes down the list here, fear of speaking, which is a lot of people's fear, or sharing your testimony, what God's done in your life. I mean, and then yeah. So you pray that, and then you can write here. There's a section here in the back here for writing your thoughts and your prayers.
In chapter 4, she starts with the title is Freedom from Fear. Mm-hmm. It says, fear can kill you. It's true. People die. Fearful.
Oh,
they
true.
Die.
Absolutely.
Fear kills them.
Yes.
Fear can literally stop you in your tracks, mm-hmm. physically, mentally, or spiritually. Mm-hmm. Fear can paralyze you. Mm-hmm. Fear can delay what God wants to do in you and through your life.
Wow.
So this book is amazing, and it's available today for a gift of $35 to the ministry, but you get a video and audio, little Lori.
That's right. A DVD and a CD is also included in this offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you, Lori, you love audio in the car, too.
Yes, I do.
So this is the Annihilate Fear book offer. If you want to call us today and order, that's for a donation of $35, which includes shipping and handling.
But I want everyone to be able to have this. This is a now type book
it
that
is.
We really need, because people are living in fear.
Yes,
the COVID thing and all that's happening. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to wipe out fear in their life, and the CD and the video.
Yeah,
so you can have the video in your home, Freedom from Fear, and then you can have the CD to play in your car from the healing of teaching of the healing of your heart and the Freedom from Fear. It's a great, great, great set. You get all of it for a gift of $35. Order it today. Let's wipe out fear. Amen.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Fear is the opposite of faith.
Amen. That's right.
And your book begins with a discussion about the relationship between fear, faith, and love. Tell us about that.
Well, I want to kind of just back up just a second here, and then I will. But the thing is like fear is a magnet to sickness. In my ministry and praying for the sick, I always say, when did it start? And you go back and figure out when it actually started. And a lot of times fear will come in and it is designed to kill you. Okay. And so we have a battle that goes on, because without love, you know, we have nothing. But love, perfect love, casts out some fear. No, perfect love casts out all fear. And when you have faith in here and you have fear and you put the faith on top of that, it will eventually, the fear will go away. And many of those things, what you've been talking about and what Lori was reading, those are things that I have gone through and I'm not there anymore. God has totally, completely healed me in every area, and that's why I can write a book on this. This right now, I think, is the most timely book that could come out, and I'm very, very excited about it. And it's only been out like a month, which is like not very long at all. But the testimonies, just like even what you were saying about how, you know, you're gonna read it again. And how you need this. And this is so important, because we do need to annihilate fear. In the process of naming the book, because it was going to be on fear, basically like Freedom from Fear, but that wasn't powerful enough. I wanted something that was so strong that maybe you would have a hard time saying it, but you get the point. Gone, annihilate, get rid of it, don't let it enter into your life. If it tries to come in, the book tells you how to go, excuse me, you're trespassing on God's property. I do not live in fear, because I have perfect love that casts out all fear. No invitation where fear is concerned. In the last couple of years, I have had no fear about my finances, about my health, about anything. And I tell you what, sailed through it personally, ministry-wise, not sick, not getting sick. you know, the whole bit, and miraculously, well, haven't been sick in over 20 years. And then like in the back, there's scriptures that pertain to annihilating fear. And it's so important that we get the word in us. And as we have the word in us, then nothing but the word can be in us. Now, I'm not saying become so spiritual that you can't do anything and communicate to your children. That's not what I'm talking about. This is between you and God, and getting rid of that and allowing God's love to literally consume you. And that's what's exciting. And God wants to consume you with his love, so there is no room for fear, knowing God's going to take care of your every need as you take delight in him. He's going to give you the desires of your heart, on and on and on. You go through this whole gamut. And recently, sometime last year, a friend of mine, she was writing blogs in regards to recovery after the death of her daughter, a very tragic death, and her only child, and so forth and so on. And she was just like, she says, I said, why did you stop writing them? And they were so good. I said, and then she says, because they're all about me. I said, have you read my books? They're all about me. And they're all about me referring to how I got healed, how I got set free of fear, how I got set free of a broken heart syndrome, how I got healed of breast cancer, how I got healed financially. Because I can tell you how I made it through, and here's the steps how you can make it through, which is exactly what we do in this book, is so that we can totally, completely annihilate, kill it, not coming back, any kind of fear. And I highly recommend everybody get it. I mean, what a good deal you've got. And the CD and the DVD are different topics, and they correlate with the book, but they're not the exact book kind of a thing.
How do we know that fear is the tool of the devil? How do you know that this is the devil?
Well, the devil gets blamed for a lot of stuff that he doesn't do. We can actually look at our situation and invite fear in. Fear is out there. Yes, it's definitely of the devil. But on an overall basis, the devil doesn't give us fear without an invitation. And we can worry and worry, worry about our finances. Yeah, I got prayers in there about getting rid of the fear of lack. Because see, when we trust in the Lord, he will take care of every area of our lives, and every finance, every bill, everything. And when you understand that if we have fear, then it destroys the faith in our life. When we have faith, it destroys the fear in our life. It sounded kind of weird the way I said that, but we have got to annihilate fear, because fear can keep healing away. It can actually invite sickness. So many people are terrified of getting sick, getting the flu, getting, you know, COVID, getting this. And it's an invitation to the different diseases. Well, my mom had cancer. So then you go, I have fear of getting cancer. It opens the door for cancer. So it's very important that we literally annihilate, destroy it, get it so it's not even a part of our life.
I want people just to see a little bit of your teaching. We're just going to roll a minute here. About casting out all fear.
I am not going to go into fear. I'm casting out all fear. You're going to supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then the more I thought about it, the more I talked about it, I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. But you know what? That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to do what you've told me to do, be obedient in my tithe, be obedient in my offerings, and I'm not going to have to fear for it, because if you're going to take care of those little bitty birds outside, you're going to take care of me inside. And you have to combat that fear so that no fear will stay in your body. When I got this revelation, I was shaking so bad. I knew it was fear, but I didn't know what I was afraid of. But when I dealt with it, I never had that problem again. We have to go after our greatest fear if we have it. Otherwise, in addition to that, don't let it come in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God. That's part of her teaching tape. So you want to get these tapes. They come with the video.
That's right.
With an audio tape that you can play in your car. Mm-hmm. And then you get the book. This is a great book. It's well written, and it is wealth.
It's power packed. It's written. It's just a wealth of information.
If it ministers to me, it's going to minister to thee.
Absolutely.
It's just really amazing.
You better believe it.
Can you share some instances of fear and how we overcome them and how you maybe overcome them?
Okay, there. I can tell you hundreds and hundreds. Take about another 5 hours or so, because I have so much. God's done so much in my life. I'm going to go back to the year 2000 when I lost everything, lost the marriage, lost the church, lost literally everything, lost our home, family unit went away, everything was gone. The major income was gone. I had a little bit left, and that when I'm working on my secular job. And I'm dealing with this, and I'm just like, okay, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. My pay was $1,600 a month, take home $1,200, tithe $160, and my house payment was $1,100. That's $1,260 out of $1,200. I'm good in math. That's minus $60 with no other income. But my God met my every need. I had three girls in college. They all got phenomenal scholarships and basically didn't have to pay anything for school or books or anything. That was awesome. Then, you know, I was like, okay, God, I don't have any money for food. And I'm praying, not necessarily fearful, but I'm praying on the way home from work. And I get in, I'm like, the girls have trashed the house. What is going on here? And it turned out that somebody had dropped off over 50 bags of groceries in the hallway, on the kitchen counter, on, you know, the table, pantries full, refrigerator full. And it was like, you said, your word says that you're going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, which applies to me. And it was so amazing. And then I would get a check in the mail for $200. Some guy says, I'm going to go without food for 2 weeks so you and the girls will have food. That's a friend. But our God used every single situation for his glory. And because of that, and making it through, not going in debt, not abusing my credit cards, you know, use them, but I pay them off every month. And so even at that time when there wasn't enough, God made a way. I said, God, I don't have any money to go get some ketchup. And all of a sudden a check in the mail for $200. Somebody dropped off a check for $500. They were very blessed because they honored a widow's mite. And they, you know, you take care of the widows, even though he hadn't died. God took care of me, and then everybody who helped take care of me, they were supernaturally blessed too. And once again, this last couple of years, it's like, okay, now what do you do? Okay, I couldn't travel for almost a year. I did over 100 Zooms, and praise God, three shows with you, and different things like that, just from my home. Got to sleep in my bed, which was kind of a rare thing. I was home more in the year 2020 than I was since 1974 combined. That tells you how much I've traveled since 74. But I went in and God, how God supplied my every need. And it's like, okay, God, you took care of me in 2000, 2020, you're still going to take care of me. I don't know how. I've got 14 employees and most of them are single women. Or who are the primary ones to take care of their household. And I said, it's not up to me to make sure. And my travel is not their God. My travel is not the source. You are the source. And I stayed home. Every employee got paid, didn't get paid late. They got paid on time. Every bill was met. Praise God, our property and everything in it was 100% paid for. We were able to do some building renovations on it to make it better for television, et cetera, and no debt, and God met our every need. It was absolutely phenomenal with what God did. But he proved again, because of no fear, few of the employees had that fear, but we got rid of that fear because we said, don't worry, you're going to get paid. The people that we run our payroll through, they said over 50% of the people in your business, churches, et cetera, will not make it through this. And you need to think about who you're going to lay off. We went through our staff and we went, I don't want to lay off anybody. God, you're going to have to take care of it. And he did. So I have proof that what I'm teaching happens and can happen to you. And because of that, I have the power and the authority and the experience to write the book Annihilate Fear. Because how God totally wiped it out in my situation, God wants to totally wipe it out in your situation, remove any magnetism to sickness. And I mean, you know, I go around and I'm not stupid, but I go around and I'm praying for people because the word says, lay hands on the sick. And I'm praying for people, no fear. And I haven't gotten sick in, you know, I mean, all I'm around is sick people, realistically. And in the year 2000, I got breast cancer brought on because of fear and worry and different things like that. Got that healed, and I never got sick again, and very rarely got sick. And I'm always around sick people, and I don't get sick. And I proclaim that, I declare it. It's faith, yes, but it's no fear either. But see, the thing is, I have no fear of praying for people in the United States or anywhere in the world, fear of getting sick. And once again, I wash my hands, I use hand sanitizer. That's just wisdom. I've been doing that for 15, 20 years. I always carry hand sanitizer with me. And that's nothing new. But the thing is, there is no fear. Because once again, fear can be a magnet to divorce. It can, and fear of failure and fear of abandonment, so codependent that you can't really function. And so this is a time when God wants to just totally, completely heal you of any kind of fear, any kind of codependency, trauma, get rid of trauma. We've all had trauma. And when you understand that God wants you free of all that trauma, and it's simple. It's really simple. Well, you don't understand. No, you don't understand where I came from. And as a result of that, I can tell you, I can help walk you out through my book to get rid of every kind of fear.
Order it now.
You do.
Call the number 1-888-988-1588. Joan, this is so powerful.
It is so powerful.
And I want people to understand what you do to me.
Yeah.
Because like you're talking about some things in your ministry when you, in the early days, mm-hmm. and how God came in and I'm thinking back to my early days, mm-hmm. and I made $50 a week, mm-hmm. averaged out my first years being mm-hmm. an evangelist, mm-hmm. and I traveled all the time,
right?
And all, but yet God supplied the needs. And I remember yes. having people come. I remember a man coming up to me and saying, and I was up in the mountains. He said, "Jim, your tires are so bad on your car, you're not going to get down out of the mountains." And he put a whole new set of tires on my car. Yep, I mean, I didn't even ask. I was so busy preaching that mm-hmm. I didn't even think about my tires
right,
being
right,
worn down.
Exactly.
But I've known time when people brought food when mm-hmm. we needed food.
That's right.
And now, this year, you guys all know it. These last 2 years have been rough. But we've made it.
Yes.
And amen. Our staff God has made it. We've kept the staff together.
Yes.
We've kept our payroll going.
That's right.
And we've done everything to be economic and to
yeah.
do right.
There were times where fear wanted to grip us, but we didn't allow it to. But and like you, honey, it's so wild that you said that as Joan was just speaking to us all. Same thing with me. I started thinking about my early years of ministry. And yeah. thank you for sharing your stories, Joan, because it helps us to relate in our own lives what we've gone through. And I know yeah. I stepped out in faith without a penny yeah. and said, well, and the Lord just...
But faith works.
It works.
Faith works.
I will supply your needs.
And I'll tell you, you need to annihilate. I can't even say the word.
Annihilate
fear.
Now, may I just say something yes. real quick, because Joan just hit on trauma. I just want to say this. It, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, on the back of the book, she has prayers. And here's the thing what she said about trauma. Trauma. In Jesus' name, I command all the trauma stored in the cells of this body to go and not return. I also command the spirit of fear to leave. I command life and health in the tissues of this body to be restored and all hopelessness to leave in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's an example of the prayer. And when you talked about the trauma, Joan, being stored in the cells, I mean, that's
Yeah.
Heavy stuff.
But faith without works is dead. That's why I want you to get the book. I want you to read it. I want you to read the scriptures in there. I want you to hear the word.
Oh,
it's
this is powerful. Excellent.
You know,
God, in Joan's book on page 75, God did not give us the spirit of fear. So it's not ours to hold on to. Do not claim it as yours. It may appear in passing, but that is all. Get rid of it.
Yeah. So let's get rid of fear in our lives. And this book is written, I think, for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad that if we know the word, we're going to live in faith and we're going to go to heaven anyway.
Amen.
So all this is coming up because the rapture is going to take place. Mm-hmm. And it's coming of an event that down the line here, it's not tomorrow, I don't think, but it's coming up soon. And I'm going to teach on it next week. Mm-hmm. But Joan, how can we utilize 1 John 4:4-7 to battle unhealthy fear?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to get a new mindset because people think the devil's after me. The devil's always after me. That's not scripture. If you are lollygagging around and by yourself, in any kind of a covering or a group or a tribe, whatever you want to call it, then you're by yourself. You don't have anybody that can stand with you and pray with you. He will attack that. Just like in a herd of animals, it's the one who's lollygagging behind is the one that the lion goes after. The word of God says that the blessings of God are going to run and overtake us. Just like you said, food was showing up. This was happening. You know, money was coming. People were taking you out to eat. I mean, just God will use that in a lot of different ways. But the thing is what God wants. He wants us to be strong in the Lord. And, you know, as we mentioned in the pre-part here in the notes and everything, putting on the full armor of God, you know, and not just, you know, the helmet of salvation, run around naked. We have to be armed every day that when we get up, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, not the breastplate of grace, but the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. You've got righteousness protecting you here. You've got the shield of faith here. Perfect faith casts out fear, which I know perfect love. I understand that. So I didn't misquote it, but I just said the same thing is when you've got faith, there is no room for fear in your life. And then you've got your feet that are shod with the preparation of what he's called you to do and the word of God. You've got the sword of the spirit. You got different things like that. And we need to get ready for what the enemy has planned for us. And know that this is something that's so exciting that God really revealed to me this year. Over the last year, two things. Well, actually, I'm going to go back. Couple of years. Spirit of procrastination on the body of Christ. I'm going to get around to it. People still haven't gotten around to it. And so then I said, God's looking for people to say yes. Now I'm saying people say yes with follow through. Christians don't have a lot of follow through, which is really sad. They make a commitment and they don't follow through with it. Then there's assignment of death over the body of Christ. And we've seen too many Christians, even leaders, pastors, die within the last year. There's an assignment of death on the body of Christ. Here's the big one right here. There's assignment of death over your destiny. And that's why you had the stroke. It was an assignment of death to kill you, but God has resurrected you. And it's assignment of death over your destiny, assignment of death over my destiny, assignment of death over our ministries. And we have fought the good fight of faith and we win and we're all doing good health-wise, financially, everything. God is just really, he's opening up the doors of the blessings of God to run and overtake us. What's coming out of your mouth? There's power in your words. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Oh, I know I'm going to get sick. I know I'm going to get sick. And guess what? Then you're sick. And I just recently found out today that somebody else has had to go to the hospital because of COVID. And it's not just the COVID. She went through hell last year, finding out that her husband in ministry has been cheating on her and a variety of things like that. And the trauma, having to put on a good face while she's dying on the inside. And now she is, her body was so weakened because of the trauma. Her immune system has been destroyed because of the trauma. And you got the trauma, you got fear. Fear, is he going to do this again? I've been there, done that, and praise God, I'm free of all that. But the point is, that is what can open the door for different kinds of sicknesses, including COVID. And I'm trying to get through to her right now to pray with her. And because God's just given me an incredible anointing in the area of healing, of whatever it is, but in particular, COVID. Fear is a magnet. Fear is a magnet. We have to annihilate fear, get rid of any magnetism that may bring that on. Fear of lack. Oh, I'm so afraid. What if I lose my job? What if I lose my job? Then you get sick that you can't even go back to work because of the fear and the stress. And so what God wants us to do is totally annihilate fear so that we can go on and I can wake up every day rejoicing. Let's see how you're going to do it today. I woke up this morning going, Father, I just thank you for supernaturally meeting my need. And boom, another miracle happened. And literally already this morning, I was like, glory to God. And see, God, see, I'm a magnet to blessing. I'm not a magnet to fear. I'm not a magnet to sickness. I'm a magnet to the blessings of God. And last year I said, okay, God, I would like a couple of months off. I'm thinking from writing. So God gives me 8 months and I've got two new books, one coming out in the next couple of weeks, a couple of months. And it's like every time I turn around, God is just supernaturally blessing me with everything you can even imagine. It's just, it's amazing. And then last year I got added to Social Security. So I get a bonus every month. I'm like, hallelujah. And what God wants to do is he wants to prove himself to you. Prove me now here with your tithes and offerings. God wants us to prove him. And he's proven himself faithful every time.
You are an inspiration to me.
Yes.
I can't believe you're 65 because you don't look like you're 65. You look much younger than that. And you're full of energy like your mom, Frances. And I just delight having you on the show today. And I want people to be sure to order your book. We've got to get rid of fear. I have to get rid of fear because I fight it a lot. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you because the enemy just hates me. Mm-hmm. Mondo, you know that. Don't you think the devil hates me?
Absolutely.
And but I got to not fear him.
No.
Yeah. Amen. And
amen.
I don't. I mean, I come back and God builds me up and all. Now, we have a role in of your daughter, Melody, and Joan's daughter, teaching from the DVD, Freedom from Fear. Here's a little piece of your daughter.
If you are walking with God and you're saying his rod and his staff, they comfort me, you know what that means? That means that you're walking and his rod is your rod and that you're walking with the same strength and endurance that he has and that his staff, his defense is your defense. How awesome. I was like, God, this is awesome that you would show me this, that this one little piece of information would just sit in my soul that I needed to look at it today, that your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That means that you're not walking alone. You're not facing anything alone, that he is literally with you when you are walking with him. That's the biggest key. It's, you know, it's the footprints on the sand. It's not that they, you know, the second set of footsteps totally disappeared. It's that God carried them. But in this, it's the rod of everyday life of him walking side by side with you. And his defense being your defense. And that staff beating away the circumstances and the problems and those things that rise against you to make you have to face fear. And when you're looking at fear and saying, you know what? It doesn't even have to be my staff that's going to keep me safe because I know that it's his staff that's going to beat this down. Amen?
Amen. That's your daughter, and she is on the video we're sending out as well as you. So we have the two teachers, two teaching. Your daughter is as energetic as you are. I can see that.
She is.
Wow, that is powerful. Listen, this is a whole set. It's a set of the videos, the CDs, the
DVD.
Play in the car, you know, and it is a book, a brand new book from Joan Hunter. Remember that name. She is the healing evangelist today. She is the one who believes. She teaches how to be healed, how to stay healed, how to be delivered from fear. And you can get these books for $35. We have deals on yes. these books, and I want people, Lori, you have the ministry yes. of passing them out. You
I
put
do.
Them in your car.
So I
if
do,
people
because...
would get the dozen, the baker's dozen,
right?
They could put them in the trunk of their car just like, and when somebody's living in fear and you hear them talking in the store, you hear them talking
right.
at church or something, and you can just slip them this book, mm-hmm. The Underground,
yes,
you know,
that's
give
great.
Them something to stand on.
That's right.
To annihilate. Can't say it. Help
annihilate.
Me, Lori.
Annihilate.
Annihilate.
Fear.
Fear.
Yes.
Annihilate.
And you're talking
fear.
About the Baker's Dozen offer. So you will receive 13 of the Annihilate books, which will also include one DVD and one CD teaching. And that's for a donation of $200 to the ministry, which includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
So they'll get 13 of these books.
That's right.
That you can pass out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is our missionary deal.
That's right.
Well, you know, a little bit ago, Lori just leaned over to me and she said, everybody struggles with fear at some time or another in their life. But what you said to me just now about Joan and about this new book of hers is that to know that it's empowering
yes.
to know that we can overcome it.
That's
you
right.
feel so empowered to which is it's hope. That's what hope is. You feel empowered
right.
with hope to overcome the fear.
Amen.
That's right. So I want now we have the friends and family offer too.
Yes, we sure
so
do.
So that is for people who feel they can't spend all that money to get the 13 books, but the friends and family.
It's the 3 books, one DVD and one CD.
So you still get a set of the audio and video.
Yes, right. you
but
sure
you
do.
Get 3 of the books in this for a $70 gift, and that includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
That's right.
But that's friends that you really want to share this book with.
Oh, everybody needs it. Everybody needs this book.
How did you deal with the fear of lack?
What I want to do is kind of go over all of fear. Okay. And knowing that once again, God took care of my need in the year 2000, he's going to take care of it in the year 2020. But I went, when all this was happening to me, fear of death, because getting diagnosed with cancer, fear of being alone, fear of the codependency was unbelievable, getting set free of all that kind of stuff. So I went after God and I said, okay, God, I need to get healed in my heart. And when I get healed in my heart, then these other things will go away. Supernaturally healed of breast cancer, but that's another story. But what I did is I went and I went to every church service. I couldn't even afford the gas to get there. But my phone worked and I called people, please pick me up and take me to church. And it was probably 2 miles away. Okay. That's how tight it was financially. So they would come pick me up, take me back, etc. And I went after God. I went to every church service I could find. I made sure that 10% of my income went into the kingdom church, wherever God told me to give it. Number one. Number two, I also spent 10% on feeding my spirit man. Like you buying these CD, the books, everything like that. I carry a stack of those books in the back of my car wherever I go. And I always carry one on the plane, you know, at least one on the plane to give out, because this is a major, major problem. And so what I did is I said, God, I'm not going to make it. I thank God for Joyce Meyer. And, you know, and this is 20 some years ago. She'd been through hell, talked about herself, how she got through. I got every one of her VHSs, and I encourage you to do whatever you can do to buy what they offer here on the Jim Baker Show, because they're not offering you just, you know, fancy foo-foo stuff. They want you to be set free and healed. That's why they're having people on like me and different people that they have and their books that they have. And so, but what happens is that here we have a situation and it's like, you know, I made sure that I fed my spirit and filling my spirit up with him, because everything I had ever known had literally been stripped from me in a moment, just like that. And what God wants to do is he's raising us up so that no matter what the enemy tries to do us, no matter how he tries to destroy our destiny, He knows more than you know, more than I know about what our destiny is. The enemy is doing everything that he can do to destroy it because he is afraid of us. He has fear of what we're going to do for the kingdom of God. And so I want to encourage you, number one, I would get more than 10, 20 of these books because I literally hand them out. Give them to your doctor. Give them to people that are sitting waiting to see the doctor. Most of them have fear. But I highly recommend you get I love the Baker's Dozen. I think that is such a clever idea. You know, get a couple of those because you will see, you're going to see people that need to have them. Your family needs them. Everybody around you needs them. People in your church needs this book. They need them. And it's not the book, it's what's in the book. And it will save you a lot of heartache, a lot of tear, a lot of loss because of reading this book. Loss financially, loss, because you get worried, you're fearful of losing your job. But then that stress lowers your immune system and it brings sickness on, and then you miss work. Okay, this is not good. And so I want to really encourage you that this is something to invest in, even if you just get the one book with the CD and the DVD. Do whatever you can do to get this word into you. At the end of the book, there's pages of scriptures specifically on annihilating fear. And to annihilate fear, quote them, declare them, memorize them, decree them, speak them over yourself, go to the mirror and go like this, and preach to yourself. Preach those scriptures to yourself, and you'll see that will totally, completely annihilate the fear on the inside of you.
I just feel led that this is, people are so filled with fear.
Yeah.
And you can get our Baker's Dozen for, what, $200?
Yes.
And that's 13 books.
Correct.
And then you get a set of a DVD and CDs for yourself to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a Baker's Dozen, 13 of them, to give out to your family, your friends, your pastor, to anyone. And you can be a missionary. Everybody says, I wish I could serve God. You can serve God.
That's right.
That's why we have the missionary offer where people get the Baker's Dozen. Dozen is not my name Baker, but my name's Baker. So we have the Baker's Dozen, which was an old-fashioned thing from the donut days.
Right.
If you got a dozen donuts, you got one free. Understand that? So
yes.
If you want 12.
Yes.
Well, our Baker's Dozen is 13.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is what we do. We have 13 books for a gift of $200, and that's a discount. If you add that all up, you'll see that's you're getting them for cheaper by doing it that way, too. But then you can share them with people. And that includes that whole case of books. Mm-hmm. That includes shipping and handling.
That's right.
With it.
Yeah.
And you're also going to receive one of the Freedom from Fear teachings on DVD and one of the Healing of the Heart teachings on audio CD for your car.
Yeah. That's we've got to conquer fear. We've got to stand up and take authority.
Yes. Amen.
And that's what this book is all about. Joan teaches us step by step how to do this. And like you said, Joan, I love the scriptures. Like, read them, memorize them, you know, pray them, you know, preach to yourself with these.
Joan's already been speaking this today at a meeting, and then she got us connected by Skype in between, and then now she's going to be going to an evening meeting, you know, in between next, so she's not stopping. But before you leave, what did you do that was the major breakthrough from the bondage of fear? You've already shared a lot, but just to recoup this a little bit and let the people know how they can be free from the bondage of fear.
Now, first of all, what I did is I saturated myself with the word. I saturated myself with teaching. This is before they had CDs and everything like that. I had cassette tapes. I had VHSs. I just filled my spirit with the word of God and revelation through what I would receive, but also other people's revelation. You know, Kenneth Hagin, different people like that. And I just saturated myself, Christian television, so forth and so on. And then I'm like, okay, you fill yourself up so much with God that there's nothing left. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for fear. There's no room for anything. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come against any attack of fear in the name of Jesus. And I command all trauma to go, put your hand on your heart, all trauma to go. And that spirit of fear that has literally, I'm seeing it like it, you got a, almost a pain around your heart because it's just gripping your heart. I command that to be completely released now in Jesus' name. All fear gone, all stress gone, all trauma gone, health to the immune system, build it back up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We prayed that with you.
Yes.
Oh, so many Christians have been attacked by fear. Can you explain as we close today how we can move from fear to faith?
There's power in your words. Father, I just thank you that I am free from fear. I love you. There is no room for fear in my life, in my body, in my mind. And Father, I praise you. I worship you. And I declare and I decree that the blessings of God are after me, that the devil is put in his place, and that there is no room for fear in my life. You start saying these things, and they're going to become a reality to you.
Yes. You need to get the book now.
Absolutely.
And Joan, we want to invite you back. We hope that you'll come back. I'm believing God, you're going to have a whole conference here at the new Hall of Faith studio that's under construction.
Yes.
We've broke ground for it already. We're believing God. All we need is the money to build it.
That's right.
And we're building it. We have some money in the bank that's coming in, and we're going to start putting the foundations in soon. And wow, I can't believe what God's doing. And it's so important. Well, it's springtime here in the mountains. And yesterday was one of the most beautiful days we've had in a long time. We've gone from below zero.
Yes.
That's how cold it's been this winter.
It has.
And now, yesterday, it was like 70 degrees out in our backyard.
So
Mom and I sat on the back porch after the show, and we taped the shows most of the time in the morning. Mm-hmm. And by noon, we're through, or 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and the sun's so bright, and it's time to plant our gardens, Lori.
Right. Yes.
And we plant our gardens in around where we used to plant shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
We plant more, you know, stuff to eat.
Right,
We call them edible shrubs.
That's exactly what we call them. That's edible, right.
And we got a bucket full. Give me that bucket, will you?
There you go,
honey?
Yes.
This has, I wish I'd count the seeds. I don't know how many seeds there are. Thousands of seeds, I know that.
Well, there's 21 varieties in
and
there.
Look at it. Tomatoes, corn, peas, carrots, cucumbers, watermelon, corn. Mm-hmm. And it's just tremendous amount. It's a whole garden.
This
is a big year of a garden.
Yes.
And this is something, and they reproduce themselves. These plants, you can plant the seeds from these products.
Right.
Like, see that seed in that melon there? Mm-hmm. You just take those seeds out and dry them, and then you plant them. Because these are special seeds.
Now, you don't just get the seeds. Let me tell
you
what.
They're heirloom seeds.
They are. That's right. And so which is incredible, meaning they come back, you know, year after year. We also have the that goes with this package.
Our spring package here.
Uh-huh. It's awesome. You guys are going to love this. The Family Garden Plan. Grow a year's worth of sustainable and healthy food. And so there is so much in here to explain everything to you.
Beautiful pictures, Lori.
Oh, it's
just filled with pictures and all the information. And this is approved by our gardeners.
That's correct.
Right. Yes,
that's
the
right.
The people that plant the garden and plant in their own farm here in Branson area.
Right.
And they harvest it and bring it and have a farmer's garden right on Gray Street. Did you know that?
Farmer's market.
We have farmer's market. We'll have farmer's market all year now till winter again.
That's right.
And so they approved this and they said, this is what everybody needs in this planning book.
And then there's the Family Garden Planner. Organize your food growing year, helpful worksheets, weekly tasks, expert advice. This is excellent as well. I'm like, this is just such a great bundle of goodies.
No substitute for this planner.
Right.
All the information that I always wonder, when should I
And it's for the different zones.
Trim things back. When should I do this? Yes. When should I plant?
And when should you plant for different time zones in the country.
Two of the best I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You want something to give
darling,
to grandma
beautiful.
For
mm-hmm. Listen, Mother's Day's coming up and just so many different. This is a beautiful time of the year.
It's springtime. Mm-hmm.
So you can receive all of these that we just went through, this whole offer, for a donation of $125 to the ministry, and that includes your shipping and your handling. So call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com, or you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
You get a massive garden to plant. Mm. All the seed right
it's
there.
It's incredible. Yes.
And these are the seeds, heirloom seeds.
Mm-hmm. Non-GMO. Mm-hmm.
They
heirloom
come
seeds.
Back. I mean, you can replant these seeds.
And it's over 30,000 seeds.
Wow. Oh, that it is. You've caught it.
I caught it. I saw my notes here.
For me.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Amazing.
Over 30,000 seeds.
Big
yes,
money
sir.
For.
But this is amazing. This is the season, and we're learning how to do this with the planner, and I love the advice that this book is going to give us.
Oh, yes.
So I'm hoping to become that
Learning.
Green thumb person.
All right. So order that today as to support the ministry.
Yes.
But it supports you to have survival garden.
Mm-hmm.
You can really call it the survival garden. But this is the whole two of the greatest books that I've ever seen on planting gardens.
Right.
And beautifully pictured in mm-hmm. the family garden plan. You're going to love having all of this together. So it's for $125. That's including the shipping and the handling. Just call us at what is our phone number?
It's 1-888-988-1588.
Call right now or go to the website and shop.
That's right, jimbakershow.com.
The more you shop, the more you support the ministry.
That's right.
And that's all the income from the home shopping. All of it goes to support the ministry.
That's right.
And pays all these bills. And Lori's house, we have to take care of that every day. We've had
that's
babies
right.
being born this
we sure
month.
Have all yes.
at Lori's house as usual.
Precious little guy the
and
other day.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So thank you for standing with us. And we want to thank Joan Hunter for being here with us today. We delight in having her here.
We do. Thank you, Joan.
And we're looking forward to having her back, and we're looking forward to having her in great healing conference
Amen.
Here at Morningside.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, our time is absolutely gone. Are you happy? All right. Okay. Can I go?
Yes. It's okay. time. Our
All
time's
right.
up. We don't.
God loves you. He really does.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.